From WNYC in New York, this is NPR's On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
General Petraeus believes we have now reached the point where we can maintain our security gains with fewer American forces. He has recommended that we...
That was the president Thursday commenting on the congressional appearance of General David Petraeus. Some likened his testimony this week to that of General William Westmoreland's 40 years ago. True, both were put in the hot seat to defend a problematic war policy, but really, Petraeus was depicted by the president and the press more as Moses than Westmoreland.
He is a determined, resourceful, and bold commander.
One of the most respected, independent-minded men, a father figure on counterinsurgency.
The general who came in and devised a team of intellectuals to surround him and support him.
Most talented person I ever met in my life.
Right. Petraeus was now in the front line of the war at home, and like Moses, we like that analogy, he stood in the shallows ready to part a sea of suspicion. But even before he opened his mouth, the tide was already rising as advance word of his testimony leaked out.
Today's new ABC News poll shows that he's facing a skeptical country.
Finds that more than half of Americans expect Petraeus to exaggerate progress in Iraq, and two-thirds say it won't make any difference.
A majority of Americans assume going in, it was a cheap sales job.
The powerful online liberal advocacy group Move On fired off a full-page newspaper ad with the general's picture and the words, General Petraeus or Betrayus. Suddenly, the ad was the big story.
Is this the gift that keeps on giving for the Republicans? They keep hammering on this.
And frankly, it will strike a lot of fair-minded Americans as sort of a below-the-belt kind of attack before we've even had a chance to hear.
Can this ad, General Petraeus or General Betrayus, are the Democrats overplaying their hand if they go ahead with this line of attack?
The ad was a blunt instrument in a battle that has intensified in response to a more Democratic Congress and a more disillusioned public. We'll look first at the anti-war front. Tom Matzey is the Washington director of MoveOn.org, also the campaign manager of an affiliated group called Americans Against Escalation in Iraq. He says the ad did what it was meant to do.
It got a lot of attention and raised important questions about the facts which General Petraeus couldn't seem to register in his testimony this week.
Do you think making Petraeus the target was the right strategy?
Well, there's a couple things that were behind the strategy. The first thing is we had to raise questions about what he was saying. He was saying that violence is down in Iraq. In fact, this has been the bloodiest summer yet since the war began. The second thing that is important is Democrats are asking questions about the war while the Republicans were ranting about a newspaper ad. And that sort of a contrast is, I think, very harmful to the Republican message.
You know, the problem with anti-war movements, take Vietnam, is that the people protesting in the street aren't necessarily the kind of people that mainstream Americans can identify with. They're seen as disrespecting our institutions, which is what you seem to be doing when you label a respected military man who disagrees with you essentially a traitor.
The Washington chattering class has this fidelity to certain norms for, you know, political discourse. But let's be straight about it. In a democracy, you have to be able to question the uniformed military. We appreciate their service. We honor their sacrifice. But especially for the generals, there needs to be accountability for their actions.
Don't you think that the Petraeus ad, which takes a cheap shot basically at his name by rhyming it with Petraeus, is likely to alienate the very moderate Americans that you're seeking to enlist to your side?
Well, some people probably won't like the ad, but they probably hate the war in Iraq more. The ad's value was that it was able to echo a message about questions. If it was just a soft step, no one would have heard about it. You know, let's be clear. The ad did not call General Petraeus a traitor. It said General Petraeus or General Betray Us. It had posed a question about whether or not the general in his testimony was going to betray the confidence of the American people.
Now, you also work with an organization affiliated with Move On called Americans Against Escalation in Iraq. How does its tactics differ from Move On's?
Move On is a grassroots membership organization. Americans Against Escalation in Iraq is more like a presidential campaign in its tactics. Americans Against Escalation in Iraq has PR professionals who are working every day to make sure when there are newspaper reports that come out, if the facts are wrong, those reporters get phone calls and they're told, here, go look at this GAO report, go look and see what the other experts are saying and fix what you're reporting on. And a big part of it is about the media. In the lead up to the war in Iraq, most media outlets did not do their job in questioning the assertions of the Bush administration. And at this point in our history, we're not going to let that happen again.
You explain the need also to give the media metaphors to report on. What are some of the metaphors that you've put forth?
John McCain walking through a Baghdad market covered with body armor, surrounded by 100 Marines, a couple helicopters. You know, that is a metaphor for someone who's out of touch with the facts. So sometimes we create the metaphors. We, you know, got the photos, and not just the tight shots, but the wide shots that showed him surrounded by, you know, a battalion of Marines. We made sure that TV producers saw it. We made sure that print reporters saw it, radio producers. And then it was posted on widely read blogs, and the video was made available on YouTube. And then, you know, our PR professionals just kept hammering at it, talking to reporters and getting the word out about it.
I know you're always on the ready for one of these things. Do you see one coming around the corner? Are you looking at the debates?
Yes, and there's already been a couple that happened this week. General Petraeus, when asked by Senator Warner whether or not the war in Iraq is making us safe, saying, "I don't know," with kind of a shoulder shrug. You know, we seized onto that, circulated the video all over the country. That became the headline news on Tuesday night. And John Boehner, in his trip from Iraq, said that the war in Iraq was a small price to pay. You know, I think for military families who have lost a loved one, that's a serious insult.
Tom, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Tom Matzey is the Washington director of MoveOn.org and the campaign manager of Americans Against Escalation in Iraq.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.